How many smart children do I have here today? Everybody raise your hands that are smart. Okay, we have a few hands up. Okay, the rest of you raise your hands too. I have some questions for you today. First of all, can anybody tell me, was anybody listening during the gospel? You didn't. You were listening? Okay, what was the gospel about? The prodigal son. Yes. And do you know, anybody know who the prodigal son was? Can anybody tell me a little bit about the prodigal son? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. It went away. Yeah. There was two sons, and they belonged to a rich family, and they had a very rich father. And the one son went away, and that was the prodigal son. But what did the prodigal son want from his father before he went away? Oh, boy. We're going to have to do something about the gospel readings. It must not be very interesting. Do you know what he did? What did he ask for his father? His inheritance? So he went to his father and he asked for his inheritance. And his inheritance is the money that he's supposed to receive from his father after his father dies. But his father had not died yet. So he went to him and said to him, I want my money. So the father gave him the money. And he went off, it tells us, into a long, far-off country. And in this country, he spent all his money. And what kind of things can he spend, like, a lot of money on? Pizzas? DVDs? What are those things that you download on your iPods? The iTunes? Yeah, he spent a lot of money on that stuff. He bought all new iPhones. He had bought iPhones for his friends. And then he ended up, he didn't have any more money left. And then what? What would you do? Okay, you told your father you wanted all your money and he gave you the money and you went and you spent it on foolish things. And now what do you think he would do? What would you do? He doesn't have any money. He's in a strange country. He doesn't have any food to eat. He doesn't have any new clothes. He just has old raggedy clothes. So, what do you do? My smart one? Huh? That's right. He found a job. No? Yes? Yeah, he did. He found a job. And what kind of job? Huh? Serving. That's right. What kind of, but what was he serving? What was he doing? He's feeding some kind of animals. He's feeding the pigs. So he got a job feeding the pigs. Now, do you think that's a good job? Well, I don't know. I mean, how many of you have been out to farms? But I've been out to farms when I was little and had pigs on it. And it was kind of fun feeding pigs. As long as you could throw the corn at them and then go home and have dinner. But he couldn't do that. He had to go in with the pigs and in the mud holes and go in there and feed them whatever they're feeding them. And even these pods that they were eating, The people couldn't eat. But he was saying, I wish I could eat even some of these things. And then he said, you know, I've been pretty stupid. Okay, so he came to his senses and he realized something. What do you think he realized? George, what's going on, man? You're right on top of these things. You get into trouble this morning or something? Huh? Are you listening? Yeah. Okay, go back to sleep. He decided to go home. Is that what you said? He decided to go home and ask forgiveness of his father. And when he got home, his father did forgive him. He forgave him and he embraced him. He saw him coming from a long way away. And he had a big party for him. But he also had a brother that was jealous. And his brother was mad that his father was giving a party for the brother that had taken his money and wasted it on silly things. So, what do you think? Why do you think Jesus told this story? You know, when Jesus tells us stories in the Bible, there's a reason for them. He wants to teach a lesson. Now, he wanted to teach a lesson to those people at the time, but he also wanted to teach a lesson to everyone of all ages, even to us. So if the story is to teach us a lesson, then let's just take a minute and say, who in that story would the father be in the lesson? You think? The Father is God, that's right. He's the good Father. Now, who do you think is the prodigal son? We have two other characters. We have the prodigal son and his brother. The prodigal son went and wasted the money, his brother was a good person and stayed and served. So, the prodigal son is us. Are you sure? Well, you're right. How about the other brother? Who is the other brother? Aha, I've got you all stumped. I got to come back and hear this one. What? The other brother are the people who believe about God, and we're the prodigal son, so that means we don't believe in God. Is that right? Is that what you're saying? If we are the prodigal son, then we are the other brother too. How can that be? How can we be two people? Aren't we good sometimes? And aren't we bad sometimes? Don't we do what's right sometimes? And don't we do what's wrong sometimes? Yes. We are both. We are both the prodigal son and his brother. But when the prodigal son came back, so when we do something bad, and we come back to the Father in confession and in repentance, we kneel down to Him and pray, and we say, Father, forgive us because we've done something wrong. And the Father, like in the story, embraces us. He doesn't push us away and say, no, you did something wrong, go away. He embraces us and He forgives us. But sometimes we do things good. And sometimes we become so full of ourselves because we're doing good things that when we see someone else who is doing or being a sinner or doing wrong, like the good brother, we point the finger because we forgot the bad and the sin that we did. And we say, why are you being good? Why is God forgiving that person? Why should God forgive that person? Why should there be a party for that person? Because I'm good. And yet, who did the Father give the party for? Not to the Son because He was bad, but to the Son because He was repentant. He didn't care what the Son had done. He didn't care where He went. He didn't care where He spent His money. He didn't even care that He asked for inheritance, meaning it was like saying to His Father, when He said, give me my inheritance, is like saying to His Father, you are dead to me. Give me my inheritance now. He didn't care about that. He embraced Him because He repented, because He came back, because He said, I'm sorry. So sometimes the Father appreciates and loves and shows His love maybe a little bit more to the repentant. Sometimes if we think that we're doing good and that we are really good people, sometimes maybe God gets tired of that because we're not really good people. We can't judge other people. Who are we to judge other people? If they are repentant, if they've come back to the Father, it tells us, we know, that all of the angels in heaven rejoice to one soul coming back to the Father, to the salvation of one soul. As all of the angels rejoice. Who are we to criticize that person? Who are we to think badly about that person? You know, sometimes we get up on our high horse and we say, you know, I'm a good Christian. And you may very well be a good Christian. And you may be pious. And you may come to church every Sunday. And you may give the most in stewardship and time and talent and everything. But when one person walks through the door who obviously is not like us, who obviously had a life that is different from us, comes through the door, do we treat him like the repentant brother? Or do we look at him and say, well, that person is a drug addict. That person is gay. That person is whatever. And then we stay away from that person because they've had a sinful lifestyle. But that's not what God wants of us. That's not what the Father wants of us. We don't have to. The Father didn't say that everything that you did was okay. No, everything that He did was sinful. The Father did not accept His lifestyle. He didn't say, you did fine. The Father accepted him. The Father loved him. The Father embraced him. Not because he was sinless or that he will never sin again, but he embraced him because he is repentant. He has come back looking for salvation. And everyone who walks through the door is here for a reason. Everyone that walks through the door, it doesn't matter what their past is, everyone is looking for salvation. Everyone is looking for the embrace of the Father. Every human being, no matter what they've done, even what they're doing, we don't accept the sin and say that the sin is okay, but we accept the person, because the person seeks to be and to become a child of God. They have their cross to bear. We have our cross to bear. Let's not point the fingers at each other's crosses. If we are servants to the Father, then we should act like the Father. If we are to do good in the world, then let us do good in the world. Don't criticize those who might be doing bad. Just do good. Do what's right. Be peaceful. Don't argue. Don't criticize. Don't gossip. Don't point the finger. My friends, one day that finger is going to be cut off. That finger will be cut off. That finger that you point at others will be cut off. You're going to be surprised that you are going to be judged by the same standards that you judge others. Now, how would you want to be judged? That's the way we will be judged, the way we judge others. We say in the Lord's Prayer, "Forgive us of our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us." We will be judged as we judge. So don't waste time, don't waste life, don't waste this time on earth by being critical of our brothers who are sinful. But rejoice in that brother when he repents. And sister, when I say brother, I mean brothers and sister, when they repent and come back and embrace them. Show them the love of God the Father with an embrace and with a kiss. If they choose to stay, they will come to the great banquet. They will receive the Eucharist. They will receive our love and our companionship. If they choose to leave and go back to the strange country, that's their choice. But when they come here, when they enter God's house, we should embrace them. Not what they do, but who they are. If that's for me, tell them I'm busy. Is that for me, Laura? Laura, is that for me? Okay. I'm done anyway. I didn't know. I thought that might be my timer. So everyone, please realize that that our Lord's message is very, very simple. It's not complicated. It's not about jumping through hoops. It's not about how well you can fast. It's not about how well you can do this or how well you can do that. It's only about loving one another, and especially showing God's love to those who need it.